This goes to Dr. Power, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Thomas Earl, E-A-R-L, date of birth 5/4/1942. Dear Dr. Power, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Earl with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, COPD with prior right lung carcinoma, His last visit was July 17th of 2023. His weight is stable, and he's been feeling well since his last visit. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does have chronic dyspnea on exertion without cough, wheezing, or sputum production currently. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He does use oxygen 2 liters at night and inhalers. No edema, no dizziness or syncopal episodes. Medications, I want to highlight the sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram twice a day. Lasix is 40 milligram twice a day. Rocaltrol is 0.25 micrograms once a day. He's also on Colcrest, 0.6 milligram 2 daily as needed for gout flare-up. Uloric, 80 milligram daily. He takes Trandolaprim, 2 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Also Prilosec, iron, nitroglycerin as needed for chest pain. Lipitor, 10 milligram at bedtime. Several supplements, zinc, melatonin, vitamin C, Claritin 10 milligram daily, and albuterol per nebulizer as needed. Physical exam, weight 210 pounds, pulse 75, oxygen saturation 95% on room air, blood pressure 112 over 52. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen soft, non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 26, 2024. Creatinine is stable at 2.54 with estimated GFR 25, albumin 3.9, calcium is 9.7, potassium 3.9, sodium 141, carbon dioxide 31. Phosphorus 4.7, hemoglobin 12 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease without progression and without symptoms. 2, metabolic acidosis on sodium bicarbonate treatment. 3, secondary hyperparathyroidism on Rocaltrol. 4, hypertension, currently well controlled. The patient will continue to have monthly lab studies done, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.